Augusta, Georgia is the home of the Augusta National Golf Club, where the Masters Golf Tournament will be played next month. The city is preparing for an array of demonstrators to protest the club's men-only membership. The city has passed a new ordinance that it says is necessary to balance free speech and public safety, but protesters say the new law is aimed at keeping them out of sight. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capiluto reports.
Protesters must apply for a permit 20 days before the demonstration, and the sheriff has 7 days to respond. If he rejects the application, protesters can appeal his decision. Augusta Mayor Bob Young says the new law was necessary.
We've got to balance, as a community, our responsibility to protect people while they're in our jurisdiction, and at the same time to accommodate their free speech. And that's what this ordinance does.
Martha Burke is president of the National Council of Women's Organizations, the group leading the charge against the men-only Augusta National Golf Club. Burke is convinced the new law is designed to keep her group away.
Well, I think clearly they want more control, and it seems to be designed so that they can turn us down.
The prime spot for protesters is Washington Road. It's a five-lane thoroughfare that runs right in front of the main entrance to the Augusta National Golf Club. There's not a lot of public space to hold a demonstration. Only a 3-yard sliver of grass separates the road from the tall shrubs and fences that guard the exclusive club. In reviewing protest applications, Richmond County Sheriff Ronnie Strength says safety will be his main concern.
Well, our sole determination is based on public safety. That is the number one concern here, both for protesters or folks that are not protesting. We're responsible for their safety, and we base all our decisions on that.
The sheriff's office has been looking at other public spaces that could hold thousands of demonstrators, but none of them is near the golf club. And Martha Burke, for one, won't be convinced to protest anywhere but near the Masters tournament.
You have to be near the people that you're seeking to influence. And in the past, the sheriff has said that he was going to put us at a ballpark that's a mile or more away, and clearly that does not give us access to those we wish to influence.
The people that Burke wants to influence are some of the most powerful corporate leaders in America who are members of the golf club. And while it's not clear whether or not they will personally attend the tournament this year, some of their companies, such as IBM and Coca-Cola, have already canceled or scaled down their plans for the Masters. Mayor Young says the tournament normally means big business for this blue-collar town of about 200,000 people.
Many of the merchants will tell you that the Masters week is their 13th month for doing business. It's that busy a week. And it extends beyond the businesses in this community because a lot of people rent their homes out. People work at the course that week. It has a great impact on our community economically that week.
So far, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition says it intends to support Burke and also protest the club's all-male membership. On the other hand, the Ku Klux Klan says it wants to demonstrate in support of the club. But Augusta National, which declined comment for this story, swiftly distanced itself from the Klan. In a statement, the club said it doesn't welcome their support. Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union is closely watching to see how the city of Augusta handles all protest applications. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Augusta, Georgia.